Well, I've been saying my shul shuas night. You have two choices. You can learn, you can go for entertainment. So I do the entertainment part. So we'll do some entertainment tonight, hopefully learn something. I understand the limut here at night is Ebenezer, Hilchus Kedushin, Hilchus Nisuin. And I'm basically here to tell you what can go wrong. You know, from the trenches, what goes wrong, what can go wrong, and what to be aware of. And sometimes what to do when it goes wrong, and sometimes you don't know whose phone number to have. They used to say in America, a Rav needed to know two things. You may have heard this, you may not have heard this. You say in America, a Rav needs to know Hilchus Shabbos and Rav Moshe's telephone number. Because every other day of the week you can call. Shabbos you can't call, so you have to know the phone number. So try to give you a little bit of what can and cannot go wrong. I heard a Maisa with the Rav Moshe. I told someone else's Maisa. He told me he heard the same Maisa with Shlomo Zalman. So F sure it happened with both. F sure it happened with neither. But it's a good mice anyway. And they say that Rav Moshe was once mechubed with Siva Kedushin at a chasana, and one of the Eidei Kedushin was picked by one of the family members, was a rabbi that Rav Moshe had big sveikos on if he's kosher as an Eid. He was a rabbi in a conservative, conservadox type of a place. And Rav Moshe had big sveikos if this guy's a kosher Eid or not. So now you're Rav Moshe Feinstein. You're under the chuppah. You've got the entire tzibur there is gathered for the chasana. Be a tremendous busha to the family. If you were to apostle the aid under the chuppah, what do you do? So Rav Moshe was a chacham. Rav Moshe turns to this rabbi and he says, I'm ashamed to be Messiah Kedushin with such a chosh of a rav like you under the chuppah. It's not right. You be Messiah Kedushin, I'll be the aid. And kachava. And they switch places. And Kosher Kedushin, because the emes is, the Seed of Kedushin itself is not from the most important pieces. Yeah, you have to be Yodea something. We know the Gemara tells us that Kol She'en Yodea B'Tiv Gidin Kedushin Lo Yesek Imoen. And you probably saw inside the Taz, but Taz holds it doesn't mean you can't be Mesader. Taz also means you can't pask in the Shiloh. Seder? Okay, so you know, I could pull out a book and I could read, you know, now say this. And now say that. I once heard a Maisa, I don't think it's ever happened, but I heard a Maisa once that there was an old-time rabbi who was Messiah Kedushin for his grandson. He was an Amma Oretz, he didn't know anything, but he had the rabbi's Madrich and had in there, you know, Seder Abris, and the Seder for a Bar Mitzvah, and the Seder for a Levaya Lo Aleinu, and had the Erev Tavshilin, and had Chasen and Sheva Ruggles, you know, the life cycle Madrich. So it was, he had to save it for years in the pages, and you know, in Epoch they stuck together. So he's under the chuppah, and he's instructing the chosen, you know, repeat after me. So, you know, haray, haray, at, mikudeshes, mikudeshes, li. Then he turns the page, but the page is stuck together. So he got to the era of Tavshilin. Ulechol hadorim birazos. So you got to be careful in the who you're mikadesh to. But the truth is, the overwhelming majority of shilos that you're going to get in a Seder Kedushin are not the shilos you're going to get in Ebenezer. Meaning, nobody is mekadesh echatzi isha. Nobody tells a woman, b'mekudesh es techetzi. I don't think. I've never had such a never seen that under a chuppah. I have not yet seen midin orev under a chuppah. You know, give him the money and you give Mekudeshes to me. Or because I have not yet seen that, you know, even Nosanhu for Omrihi or Nosniv Omrihu, haven't yet seen it under a chuppah. The closest you get to that of Nosnahi Vomrihu is the shayla of a two-ring ceremony. And that is a serious shayla in halacha. And at times you will get a Seder Kedushin where the kala wants to give the chasan a ring. And, you know, in certain circles, it's nog for a married man to wear a ring. And sometimes it's kedai, meaning sometimes even if you don't live in such circles, but if you're going out to work in areas where it's safer for you to be wearing a ring, it's not you know, depends on where you are and where you're exposed to. Not such a bad idea. So Rav Moshe in the Chubos is very much against the kala giving the chos and the ring under the chuppah. Rav Moshe feels that it's a potential problem in halacha for the kala to give a chos and the ring under the chuppah. He has no problem with the ring, But there's a problem with the kol given the chos the ring under the chuppah. What's the problem? See, his problem with it is that the kala might mistakenly think that she's being kona the chosin as well. In other words, she might think that the kinyan of the kedushin is he's being kona her and she's being kona him. So her kavona in kedushin is only with the kinyan both ways. But the only problem is that that's not the kedushin. Kedushin is a kinyan one way. He's giving her the tabas. In exchange for the tabas, she's becoming his wife. And therefore, if Moshe felt that if they want to give a ring afterwards, good, but under the chuppah, absolutely not. So if I have a siddur kedushin and the chosin wants a ring, I would insist that it's done after the chuppah. You know, yichud room is a time, or, you know, sometimes they want a ceremony. Sometimes people want it. It's lopped off enough, you know, that you give a ring.
Does that mean that they want in the regular kedushin, the woman has to understand I'm being kind to her?
Good. It's an important point. It's a very important point, actually. The Tzitz Eliezer brings down a fascinating tshuva. I think it's Chelik Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Tzitz Eliezer is a fascinating psak halacha. It's a sniff in the psak halacha. There is the standard pizza shop shaila. You know, I talked about Rav Moshe before. So when I was growing up, it seemed like you got the feeling that Rav Moshe's phone rang every night with another pizza shop kedushin shaila. You know, where a boy gave a girl a slice of pizza in the pizza shop and said he's learning kedushin yeshiva, and it's a joke. And he says, "Rav Mekudesh is leave a pizza zoo kedas Moshe v'Yisrael." She takes a slice of pizza. And now you have these shilos. Do you need a get? Do you not need a get? Pasul kahuna, major shilos. So the Tzitz Eliezer has a similar shiloh, where b'derech vitz, a boy gave a girl a chevtza that was worth a shava pruta, and he said, "Rabbi Kudeshesli." So in the course of that tshuva, he quotes from Chaim Balashin, the Chutam Hashulosh. Chaim Balashin wanted to say the following svar, that maybe it's not a kedushin bichlal. Because the girl, Bichlal, doesn't understand what it means. She doesn't understand what does that mean, mikudeshesli. She's not learning Kedushin. She has no havana Bichlal, what Kedushin means. She has no kavana to be mocking herself in exchange for the kes of Kedushin. There's no kavana to Kedushin Bichlal. And therefore, it's not a Kedushin. Now, that is a sniff in that shiloh, but it's an important point in every Kedushin, because the emes is that Lanias Daiti, I think very often the Iker is chosim and asefer in a Kedushin. Because Taka Kedushin is a kinyan. It's a kinyan of the chosin being kona the kala in exchange for the tabas. She has to have a smichas das. And if she does not understand under the chuppah that, in fact, there is an exchange of the tabas for her, you're getting something of value. And in exchange for that something of value, you're giving something of value, namely yourself as a kala. So felt in the mice of Kedushin. That is the Kedushin. Right there. Yeah, you need Eidus for the Kedushin and Eidus Lakiyam Adover. You have to Miyachid Eidim. All the peripherals, so to speak, are very important. But the Iker Kedushin is that she should understand that. Now, one could argue that maybe they do understand it, but I would tell you from experience, it's not the case. I don't find most of the time when I like to sit down, when I'm a Saturday Kedushin, I like to sit down with Chosin and Kala a week in advance. You know, under the chuppah, who's paying attention? Right? They're listening to you. The photographer's flashing the bulb in their face a million times a minute, right? And people are running back and forth. And they just want to, you know, they want to enjoy the moment. They want to get it. It's like I tell people all the time. Whenever I'm asked to speak under a chuppah, I say no. I'm asked to speak, give a drush under a chuppah, I say no. Because the only person who might possibly listen in the room is my own wife. And even then, it's a suffix. Even then, it's a suffix. Who wants to hear a drush under the chuppah? The chassan for sure not. The kala for sure not. The parents for sure not. The caterer wants to get things moving. The band, you know, they're on the hour. They want to get out. The audience for sure is not. Who wants to hear a drasha? So under the chuppah is a terrible time to start explaining to chassan and kala exactly what's going on and what you have to have kavana for. So I like to meet with them in advance, you know, at least a week in advance, obviously, before they stop seeing one another. Sit down when there's yeshiva das and explain what's going to happen under the chuppah. And then explain to them, okay, the Birchas Erusin, that's really a bracha for the chosin, according to many Rishonim, and you should have in mind to be Yotzei, the bracha when I make the bracha for you. And I'm going to make the bracha because we don't want to be mevayish those who can't. And then explain to chosin and kala that the ring that's going to be given to you is going to be in exchange for your taking yourself or giving yourself to the chosin as a wife. It's a legal, binding, halachically binding exchange. That is going to be the condition. You have to have that in mind. And that would create, and that does create the Maisa Kedushin. Now, I also explained to them at the time that under the chuppah, which is Rama brings down, that we ask the Eidim to appraise the ring. Standard Masim, based on the Rama, is that under the chuppah, you're going to take the ring, you're going to show it to the Eidim, And you're going to ask the Eidim, is this ring worth a prut? Now, why do we do that? So we do that in order to ensure that the Kala is being makna herself for even a pruta. There are no misconceptions. Rabbeinu Tam, this is Tosas and Kedushin, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Tam was chayish for an Evan Tova in a Tabas. If you have a ring with a precious stone in it, so it was a chashash that the woman may misinterpret the value of the stone. She may look at this ring and go, you know, for $1 million, I'd marry this guy. Now, I know people for $1 million, they wouldn't marry this guy, but, you know, for $1 million, I'd marry this guy. Anything less, not, that ring looks like a $1 million ring. She doesn't know that he bought it at the, you know, at the front of a grocery store for a quarter, right? And, but she thinks a $1 million ring. So her das is to be mocking herself for $1 million. In fact, she's being mocking herself for mamish apruta. So we, under the chuppah, show the ring to the Eidim and ask the Eidim, is this ring shava pruta? And it's important because it's often a toast that people don't realize that's for the kala, not for the chasen, not for the chasen, for the kala. So you have to make sure that the Eidim are there where the kala can hear the Eidim say it's worth a pruta. The only thing is, I like to explain in advance to the kala what's a pruta. Most kalos haven't learned Kiddushin or Bava Metzia. You know, B'chlal, what a prut is. So I explained to them that a prut is the smallest value of currency that can affect a transaction, can affect a kinyan. And that pruta, what's a pruta worth today? You know, maybe a dime, maybe a quarter, maybe a nickel, depending on your shitos, what a prut is worth. But understand it's a pruta. Under the chuppah, Eidim look at the ring. By the way, that's why, it's interesting, if you noticed in the Ramah, where does the Ramah bring down the minig of the kalos hatsnuos that they cover their face? So he brings it down in this halacha. Because the minig of the kalos hatsnuos to cover their face, as the Nosei Kelim say on the Ramah, is not a minig snuos. It's not because it's osli stakel b'fnei kala. That's a common toast. The Gemara has a suffix in ksuvos, whether it's mutli stakel b'fnei kala or davka b'tachshitin shalel and not b'fnei kala. So some people think that the covering of the face of the kala with the deck tichel is also listakel b'fnei kala. Well, it's also listakel b'fnei all the other noshim in the room. So why don't we cover all of them? Maybe there's a mechitza, so a chanami, but, you know, if not, so why not? Teretz has nothing to do with also listakel b'fnei kala. It's that we don't want the kala to see the ring. The noshim atznos the Ramah is talking about are the women who are not going to care what the ring is worth. So they cover their face, they shouldn't be able to see the ring. And this way, there's no sfeikos that they're mocking themselves for the value of that ring, whether the ring is worth a pruto or it's worth $1 million. It's also why it's very important that the Eidim shouldn't joke around. You know, sometimes under the chuppah, you get a couple of Eidim, they're chevraman, right? And, you know, you ask the Eidim, is it worth a pruto? And, oh, well, this is worth, wow, you know, this is really worth something. This is that defeats the purpose, it undermines the purpose. If the Eidim start going on about how this ring is really worth something,
if it's covered, why do you have to ask them if it's worth a pruta? The reason why she covers it is she shouldn't see it
bechlal.
Why?
No, hegufa. In other words, she doesn't see it bechlal, so but how does she know what it's worth? So she doesn't see it. The Eidim say it's a shava pruta, so all she knows is she's getting a shava pruta. And she is willing to be mocking herself for shava pruta. Good? You want to be mocking herself for shava pruta? So that alone would create the chavas das for her to be mekadesh herself, and that creates the kedushin. Now, like I said before, the vast majority of the shilos that come up don't come up really in the difficulty in the kedushin. And if they do, you're not going to paskin them, I don't think. I once, many years ago, someone asked me a shiloh. There was some crazy get shiloh that came up, and everybody was hawking about it. So someone asked me, how would you paskin? If this child came to you, how would you paskin? So I said, I would buy a ticket, I'd get on a plane, I'd go to Eretz Yisrael, I'd go to Yerushalayim, I'd go to Revel Yashiv, and I'd ask him the Shiloh. Like, you know, a Shiloh nogeya to kashrus of a get, and nogeya to Hilchos Ishos, that could have ramifications for Doros, that's not going to be paskin by, shouldn't be paskin by your average shul rav. That you go to Lishkas HaGazis, you go to Revel Yashiv, and you get a psak halacha. So, you know, today, you go to Bnei Brak, I guess, instead of going to Yerushalayim, but you're going to get a psak halacha from the Gedolei Gedolim. But in terms of the shilos that come up under the chuppah, So there are the standard problems that are going to come up always. There are always the issues with the ksuva. There are always issues with the ksuva. And I don't know if you went into the ksuva at all. We go into the ksuva? So, you know, Hilchos Ksuva, first of all, there's always the issue with the way to write the names. How do you write the names, the proper spelling of the names on the Ksuva? It's always Lebedik. And a lot of Masadri Kedushin I've seen will look at the invitation to see how to spell the name, which is obviously a tos, because the invitation is either what the mother or the kala thought the name should be spelled, or what the printer thought the name should be spelled. But it's not a halachic psach as to how the name should be spelled. So that, you know, you come prepared, so to speak. It's always a... I was actually just... I'm at a chasana tonight. So I was in Eid Ksuva tonight at the chasana. Psalm condition is Odom Choshev Admod. And this Ksuva was pre-printed into entirety beforehand, except for the little kuf on the Konina. Now, except for that little kuf, which Stam is... It's a pella, right? The entire Ksuva itself is not only Mechze Kishikra. It is Shikra at that point in time, right? Eich Omar Habocher, to this, the Hadob Sulta, Havelin Tukidas Moshe Yisrael. He didn't say Havelin Tukidas Moshe Yisrael yet. He's going to do it later. Hasn't done yet. So in Yerushalayim, the minig is they only signed the Ksuva under the Chup. Revel Yashiv was not Makbid Bichlal on the Kuf of the Kanina. He felt you want to put the Kuf in, don't put the Kuf in, it's all good. He was makbid on the sign of the ksuva under the chuppah. After he says havelin tukidas Moshe v'Yisrael, then you could write havelin tukidas Moshe v'Yisrael. But before, how could you write it? So the post can bring down the svara. All the posts can bring down the svara that, well, it's okay because once you make the kinyan on the ksuva in advance, then this is chayvus. You make the ksuva in advance. This is always a its own shiloh. This is a common issue, especially in the summertime. Kedushin bein hashmashos. Can you be mekadesh? Can you do kedushin bein hashmashos? So be'etzem, there is no reason kedushin can't be done bein hashmashos. There's Rekiva Eger has a tzad in the tshuvos to say that kedushin should be done dafka by day. Why? Because since we're makesh havoy liyitziyah, and since a get is a masa based in. And since a get masa based requires day, therefore kedushin should require day as well. Kedushin should require day as well. I actually once heard an interesting psak from Herschel Schechter that he felt that a karov should not be misadik kedushin by day. It's an interesting psak halacha. He felt that a karov shouldn't be misadik kedushin by day. Why? Because he felt that like a Rebbe Akiva Eger, if you're doing a siddur kedushin by day, it has a din of a din, and the karov is a pasul adayim. So since it has the status of din, no good. By night, it's not din. And therefore, by night, a korov could be Masada Kedushin. So I never spoke to him about the Shiloh, but I did hear it, Bishmo, that he had such a psak halacha that by day you should not have a korov do Sida Kedushin. Okay, it's an interesting daher. But Bein HaShmashos Betzim, except for Rekiva Eger's chash and sofek that maybe Kedushin should be by day, which at the end of the day, he even himself... Kveger quotes the Sman Chosh Mishpat Simen Hay, that when there's Neros, when you have light, that has a din of day, and then it's fine even for din. So Kveger himself is okay with Kedushin by night, and doesn't have a problem of the Hekesh Havoy Litzia. But Bein HaShmashos, really there's empirically no reason whatsoever you can't be Mekadesh Bein HaShmashos. Why not? It's Chal. It's not, you know, it's Sofek Hashefa, Sofek Shenech Hashecha, so, you know, Tomen Esachamen, and the consciousness Isha, why not? In fact, the Magen Avraham in Shin Lama Tes, the Ramah brings down in Yor Chaim that you could be Mesadik Kedushin on a Shabbos if it's a Tzorach. In fact, the Ramah himself had a Maisa. So the Ramah brings it down, but in the Tshuvos, the Ramah himself had a Maisa. This is very common in Europe. Siddur Kedushin was on Erev Shabbos. Very common. In Europe, standard Siddur Kedushin was on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because they couldn't afford to make a separate Suda Shabbos and Sudas Nisuin. They made one Suda. It's Friday night. It's amazing. The Levush brings down in the Minhagim. The end of Aruch Chaim, Levush brings down that by him, the Minig was to make Shever Brachos Davka on Shabbos. They didn't make Shever Brachos every night. They made Davka Shabbos Shever Brachos. I once got a panicked phone call. It was the Chasana was on a Sunday night. So the final day of Shever Brachos was Sunday. And I got a panicked phone call from the father of the Chasana that his brother told him that you must get a minyan together to make Shever Brachos the last day. You have to have, I didn't have Sheva Brachos. You have to have Sheva Brachos. So he called me up to ask me, is he mechuyev to get a minyan together to make Sheva Brachos for his son the last day? So I told him, I remember my Sheva Brachos. And, you know, I felt schlepped, like, you know, left and right and center, every day being schlepped. The day after my chasana, I went out with my wife to buy myself a belt because my pants were falling off. And I fasted the whole day and danced the whole night, and we didn't eat at the chasana. So I went out to buy a belt. By the time I got the Shabbos Sheva Brachos, I no longer needed the belt. Didn't need the belt anymore. Couldn't even use that belt. Not going to work. I feel schlepped back and forth. So I told him, I said, you want to do something nice for your son and your daughter-in-law? I said, instead of getting a minyan together, send them out to a restaurant and pay for dinner. Give them some quiet time together on their own. There's no chiyuv Sheva Brachos every day. Not bichlal. The Gemara in Ksuvos says that the chiyuv Sheva Brachos is if you make a suda for the chasen bichala during the week after the chasana. So then there's a chiyuv Sheva Brachos. But there's no chiyuv to make a suda in order to have the Sheva Brachos. Are you going on to the Sheva Brachos after this? Or maybe we'll come back and do, if I get invited back. I don't know after this we'll get invited back or not. But so the Sheva Brachos. But, you know, shilohs always come up. You have a bris and the chasana and kala, and during the week of Sheva Brachos, do you make Sheva Brachos? Do you not? They're at a chasana, and they're guests at the chasana. Do you make Sheva Brachos for them separately? What do you do in all these situations? But the real chash of Kedushin Ben Hashmoshos is the date on the ksuva. That's the real hak, is the date on the ksuva. Because what do you date the ksuva? Because a shtar muktam is possible. So you want to make the shtar shtar muktam, but at the same time, you don't want to make the shtar shtar meucher, and then you run into shilos of maybe iser yichud because of the fact that there's no ksuva. So what do you do? So that's the reason why misadri kedushin shy away from being misadri kedushin ben hashmashos. The emes is, I have seen a number of anoshim gedolim, really big gvirim, I mean, not gvirim, but big chachamim and big rabbanim, who are misadri ben hashmashos, and we're not chayish at all. I always tell people this, that at a Kiddushin, rather, you're going to see every Chumra in the world. Why do you see every Chumra in the world at a Kiddushin? Because at a Kiddushin, you've got a row in the front there of Rabbanim, you know, all decked out in their rabbinic garb, and everybody's got a Shita, and everybody's looking over your shoulder. So if you have everybody looking over your shoulder, you're going to have every hot pod in the world, so you shouldn't get caught on doing something wrong. But the emphasis is that the most poskim hold that as long as you make the kinyan on the ksuva mibol yom, it's good. So she wasn't yet mekudeshes, but the chassan said he was. The chassan can make a kinyan odisa and be mechayiv himself on the ksuva. He's mechayiv himself. Happens to be, Rosh Shlomo Zalman wasn't so happy with that. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Mincha Shlomo, Murder Atinyana. See, he wasn't so happy with this for a different reason. It's interesting, Rosh Shlomo Zalman. He felt that while the ksuva is good, 100%, the ksuva that you make the kinyan on the day before the chasana is good, it's fine. But he felt there was another problem with it. He felt the problem with it is that the ksuva itself could be used as a raya for the Zman Kedusha. It's not in the mama, so maybe it doesn't have the psul b'pim v'lom piksava. So it's a stam, a beer on the Shas Kedusha. And therefore, the ksuva itself could be used as a raya for the Shas Kedusha. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman felt that you could run into a major shiloh. Because what would be lamashal if the ksuva was dated the next day? And two adim came in, and they said that Reuven was mekadesh this woman this afternoon. So if the ksuva is dated the next day, that means that the adim were made that Reuven was mekadesh in the afternoon before. She's mekadeshes to Reuven, she's an ashes ish. The kedushin, the next one is not chal, it's not toface. Different marriage. But if you date the ksuva the day before, even though the kedushin is not till that night, so then you use the ksuva as a shtar raya as to when the kedushin took place, and it's not when it took place. You follow? You're gonna say that the kedushin took place on Yud Gimel Teves, because that's what it says in the ksuva. But it didn't. It actually took place Yud Dalet Teves. In the meantime, Yud Gimel Reuven was mekadesh the shisha, so now she's Eishes Reuven, not Eishes Shimon, who's on the ksuva. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman felt that even though it's not benimtza, but you're creating a shtar that could be used as a raya, which could be a problem. Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer and Rav Aaron Kotler, they were able to avoid this shaila with the following. You know, there is a hanhaga under the chuppah, not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but almost every Masada Kedushin that I've ever seen is makbid for the 8-day Kedushin to wait under the chuppah from Masiras HaKesuvah. Almost every Masada Kedushin I've seen, I don't think I've seen one that's not. They ask the 8-day Kedushin to stay under the chuppah and watch the Masiras HaKesuvah. So, why? It's brought down that Rav Yisrael Zalman was makbid on it, and it's brought down that Rav Aaron Kotler, his Eidim, was makbid on it as well. So the Sfar of it's normally brought down is it's based on a Tashbetz. Because the Tashbetz holds that you need Eidim Mesira, because we pass an Eidim Mesira Kairti in Hilchos Gittin. And so since Eidim Mesira Kairti, you need Eidim Mesira on the Shtar in order for the Shtar to be valid. But the River of Ephraim has a tshuva. The River of Ephraim in Chelik Dalad and Hay has a few beautiful tshuvos on Inyani Kedusha. And he has a different Sfar there. He brings down from a chaver of his, a rav in Australia, who said the following. He said that the svara of Aaron Kotler and of Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer in being miyached, or at least having the Eidim watch the Masiras HaKesuvah, is a different cheshbon. They had a maisa. They had a maisa in Yerushalayim where Beitaka wrote the Ksuva by day, and the Kedushin didn't happen until the night. They wrote the Ksuva by day, but the Kedushin was delayed. Now, I don't know why they didn't follow the standard of Yerushalayim to write it under the chuppah, but they didn't. So they wrote the ksuva by day, and then they wanted to know, they have to tear up the ksuva and write a new one. Because the ksuva was dated the wrong day. They have to tear up the ksuva and write a new one. So Rav Yisrael Zalman Paskin not. Why? Because Rav Yisrael Zalman Paskin, that since the you're going to have Eidim who watch the Masiras HaKesuvah, so like the Gemara says in Gittin on Daf Yud Zayin, when there's Eidim, there's a kol. So the Eidim of the Masiras HaKesuvah have the kol that the ksuva is not from the previous day, but from the next day. And therefore, the truth is that based on the River of Ephraim, it turns out that Rav Yisrael Zalman's Hakpada and Rav Aaron Kotler's Hakpada was not to have Eidim on the Masiras HaKesuvah for every Masiras HaKesuvah. It was only in a case where the Ksuvah was written the day before, and the Ksuvah was then given, and the Kedushin was done that night. But if not, then not. But it's become Nahug to have Eidim for the Masiras HaKesuvah. Alts this Tashbetz that the Eidim Masira Karte, and therefore you want to have Dafka Eidim from Masiras HaKesuvah. This, you know, they have to be Yached Eidim from Masiras HaKesuvah already. That's an added level of Chumrah. So if you use the same Eidim Kedushin, then you have no problem. Eidim Kedushin, so the minhag is to be Miyached Eidim for the Kedushin. Now, under the Chuppah, it's always important. This did not happen to me. But I have a Chaver who told me this Maisa. I could not believe it. He told me the story. He walked into a Chuppah as the Chuppah was ending. And you know, you walk into the chuppah at the end, and you look up front, and you see the players, you know, where everybody's standing. So you kind of chop who's playing which role. You know, who's the Masada Kedushin, who's the Kal, hopefully you can figure out, right? You know, who which one is the Chosson. He's the one with the hands in the pocket, right? Underneath the chuppah. Looking dazed. Right? You know, who's the father of the Chosson, father of the Kal, mother, and who are the Eidim? So he looks under the chuppah, and he sees one of the Eidim is an uncle, I think it was a great uncle to the Kala. So he was absolutely floored, and he asked one of the people who was there at the chuppah, were those two the Eidim? So he said, yes, those two were the Eidim. And he was certain, he ran up front, and he looks, and it's Takan, a great uncle of the Kala. The great uncle of the Kala who was the Eidim of the chuppah. So he catches the Masada Kedushin as they're going to the Yichud room. And he tells the Masada Kedushin that the aid is a great uncle of the Kala. So Masada Kedushin, he was in a chosh of a yid, a chosh of Rav. He turned absolutely white. Turned white like a ghost. And he said, I asked them if they're related. And they said, no. So he turns to the Eidim and he says, are you related to the Chosson or Kala? So the uncle says, sure, she's my great niece. He says, but I asked you under the chuppah if you're related. He said, yeah, I thought you meant we're related to one another. So we're not related to each other. Takanat. We're not related to each other. So they ended up doing a second kiddushin prior to the yichud. I was at a chasana. I was beside a kiddushin about 2 weeks ago. And at the chasana, the caterer told me, he had a maisa, where he had this many times already, where there was a psul in the Kedushin, psul aid, there's some other problem in the Kedushin, and he's been the aid by Kedushin countless times. This caterer has been the aid Kedushin. Okay, there's a problem. I do the eight kedushin again, and he's the eight kedushin. But I'm always makbid under the chuppah to ask the edim, are you related to each other? Are you related to chasen or kala? Right? Rachel, bitcha, tani, you want to make sure there's no problems. Are you related to each other? Are you related to chasen or kala? This way you know you're not running into any sveikos. They're not related at all. Okay, so now you've established the edim are not related. The minug amongst misajer kedushin in America is not even to have relatives who are kosher edim. Meaning, you have the list of elu and akrovim, and the Mishnah gives you the Sheni Bishlishi, the Rishon Bishlishi, etc. Our minig is not to use edim even for the same last name. We're knowing b'derech klal, if it's in the same last name, not to use the ed, alts echshash of possibly being related in the possible psul kedushin. I was once an ed kedushin by a chasana, and the Masada kedushin was a choshev Rosh Hashiva, and he had actually told the family in advance that they shouldn't use anybody with the same last name as an aide. But the father of the Kala was a stubborn guy, and the father of the Kala said, yeah, he'll allow it when it's under the chuppah. So they called up the aide condition. I was called up, and they called up this other guy with the same last name as the Kala's family. So the Masada Kedushin was under the chuppah. I remember this like it was yesterday, because it was so clear, and it was gevaldik. The Masada Kedushin was under the chuppah, and he says, can't use him as an aide. So the father of the Kala under the chuppah starts screaming at the Masada Kedushin. I kid you not, he starts screaming at the Masada Kedushin. He says, Rabbi, I'll teach you halacha, you don't know what you're talking about. So what I was nispal from was the Masada Kedushin just stood there, didn't move. No problem. He just stood there and let this guy scream it out. Screamed it out. He saw he was going nowhere. Okay. Now, call up another aide. And Tag called another aide. The whole thing took 2 minutes. But I was nispal. I learned a lot from that. The Masada Kedushin was smart. Right? Don't engage him. Don't fight with him. He wants you to fight with him. Just waited nice and quiet. And then moved on. But the minhag is not to have edim even if they have the same last name. The minhag under the chuppah is to have the chost mimiyachid the edim. And the emes says that that's already found in Ritva and Makos and in Kedushin. And it's based on Rashi Shita. It's based on the sugya and davav and Makos of Nimsech and Kovar Apostle, Yusim Betela, and then Hecher Minulu, Lemese Asidu, Asisu, or Lasudi Asisu. So the Gemara there, depending on how you learn the Gemara, there's a potential problem that if one of the Eidim who watch an event is a Korov or Apostle, and that Eid has Das to be made, that could apostle the whole thing. So normally, it's not a problem, because normally they come to Beis Din, then in Beis Din you're going to ask them, Lemese Asisu, did you come either initially at the time of the event to witness the event, or just stopped, to see what's going on, or did you come to Beis Din to watch or to be made? The problem that the Achronim bring down with Kedushin is that by Kedushin, the Eidus is L'chim Adavar. Kedushin is different from anything else, but the Eidus is L'bir Adavar, where your Eidus is simply to testify that it happened. By Kedushin, the Eidus is an integral part of the Kedushin. Without Eidus, it isn't Kedushin. So what that means, though, is that the Eidim at the Kedushin are, right now, they are Lasudi Asisu, meaning right now they're affecting the Kedushin itself. Well, that's a big problem, because by every Chasana, we have tons of Krovim, probably some Psulim also in the mix, but you certainly have tons of Krovim at the Chasana. And if one of them has Das to be made, it could possible the whole thing. The Shach already in Choshen Mishpat and Siman Lamed Vav brings down from Ramal Shachar and the Reb Levi ibn Chaviv brings down a minug to be miyached edim for the Kedushin. This way, you are my edim to the exclusion of all others. So under the chuppah, you ask the chasson to be miyached the edim to the exclusion of all others in the room. Hopefully, they're going to be good. And hopefully, they're good. Otherwise, you got a problem. There's a minug amongst many misajer kedushin to ask the edim from Mahara B'tshuva. In case there's a psul, whatever psul that might be, Mahara B'tshuva. I once heard a mice in Yerushalayim, it goes back a bunch of years ago, heard a mice, there was a Rav's misajer kedushin, and the edim kedushin were Rav Yoshev and Rav Shlomo Zalman. And this Rav's minug was to ask the edim kedushin always to be Mahara B'tshuva. Now you're misajer kedushin, and it's Rav Yoshev or Shlomo Zalman. So the Masada Kedushin gets up there, and he gets the kos, and he's just waiting. He's just hemming and hawing, and he doesn't know what to do. And Rav Shlomo Zalman chapped that this is what this Rav wanted. So Rav Shlomo Zalman grabs him by the arm. He says, "You want us to be Mahir B'tshuva? Okay, be Mahir B'tshuva." He chapped, and he wasn't going to ask them Mahir B'tshuva, but and they were whatever the Hira Tshuva that they needed to do, they did. But there is such a minig amongst Masada Kedushin. The emphasis is that it's not a requirement. I mean, it's not obsoletus, it's a chum. It's not obsoletus, because of the fact that you'd have to have edus on the person that he was over in Issuv, it's a chi of Malkus to be posoletus. And there's, you know, we don't have that. Although, there is a hakpada in certain circles, there is a hakpada to bedavka use special edim. I heard that Rav Breuer, in the Washington Heights Gehillah, Rav Breuer's minig was, and I think Rav Schwab also, that when they were beside the Kedushin, they brought their own Edim. The Gehillah's Edim, and they, you did not choose the Edim, the Rav came with the two Edim, and that was the Siddur Kedushin. Then you have no Sfekos on the Edim, and no problem Bichlal. But you want to make sure when you're Masada Kedushin, the Eidei Kedushin are kosher v'yasher, meaning you don't want any sfekos, any problems. You don't want to get caught by surprise under the chuppah when you look at the guy and you go, no, right? You know, and especially because most of the time that guy is not going to be the one to Masada Kedushin instead of you. He's not going to be, you know, this, you know. So you want to make sure in advance. I advise people to chlal all the time. Go through with the chasen and kal with both sides. Go through the kibudim. Go through who's going to get the kibudim. And I also advise people, just push it. Just, this is just atzlanos. In advance of the chasana, call the people up and let them know what they're getting. You know, how many times you're at a chasana and they call up mechubad mit eid kedushin, and they call up an eid kedushin, and then the room will fall silent and they're waiting for somebody to walk up. I was at a chasana recently and they called up the first eid kedushin. He wasn't there. They called up a backup Eid Kedushin. He wasn't there. They finally called up the third string Eid Kedushin. So he came up. You know, what kind of a bazillion is that? Like, you get called up. You know, he was one step away from the janitor. He called up out Eid Kedushin. You get called up like that. It's such a bazillion. So I always people like this. So I made a chasen, Baruch Hashem, 2 years ago. And the night before the chasen, my wife was yelling at me, "You have to call the people you're going to give the kibbutzim to," because I didn't get around to them. But I did. I called them in advance. But you call people in advance and let them know. Let them know when to be there. And this way, no surprises. You know the Eid Kedushin. And I tell chasanim all the time, "You're Masada Kedushin, you know, whoever. The Eid Ksuva, okay, somewhat important. Sheva Brachos, can they read Hebrew?" Even though, Taka, there's an Indian for Sheva Brachos to be an Adam Gadol, an Adam Chashel, because it's a bracha for Chasen Vikala. But, you know, okay, you can be done. Tinok Shinishpa, Krovim are good for Sheva Brachos. It can be done. Eidei Kedushin, they're everything. They are it. So that you are makbid gomor on Eidei Kedushin. There is a minag amongst many Masada Kedushin today to be miyached Eidim for the Bedekin as well. I don't know if you've seen this. Yichud Eidim for Bedekin. I was once given that kibud to be an Eid Bedekin. Rav Masada Kedushin asked me to be an Eid Bedekin. So the truth is that's not a new minig, but it's a relatively rare minig. I want to share with you a tshuva here in the Rav Osefrayim. You can find which tshuva it is. These glasses are somewhat new to me, so I'm getting used to taking them on and off. The Rav Osefrayim here brings down a tshuva from a chaver of his in Australia. And the tshuva was about this, yeah, this shaila. Here we go. Rav Aaron Pepper? I don't know the name. But he was asked the shaila, "Liyachid Eidim Leprisas HaSudra HaKal." Is there an Eidim to be Miyachid Eidim for the Bedekin? So he says the following story. He says he was in New York 2 years before, and Rav Ruderman Zatzal was the Masada Kedushin. So Rav Ruderman knew something. Rav Ruderman was the Masada Kedushin, and he says that Rav Ruderman asked him, this Rav, to go ahead on his behalf and to write the Ksuva and to take the Chasen to the Bedekin. So this Rav, I think it's Rav Pfeffer actually, who is a chaver of the Rav Osefrayim, he went and took the chasen to the Bedekin. So he gets the Bedekin, and there's a Rosh Yeshiva there at the Bedekin, and the Roshiva says to this Rav, you need to be Miyached Edim for the Bedekin. So he says, I was not maskim. Why? Because what's the purpose? And no lo nogu me olam lasos came. Never been done. And he says, it's interesting, v'ein lahachmir b'dvarim shemishanim amidig. It's an important klal in general in life and in halakha, that not to be machmir on things that are mishanim amidig Yisrael, especially when it comes to inyane, kedushin, nisuin, gittin, right? The nimtza tamotzi lazel gittin arishonim was an important klal. So you're not mishanim amidig. So he says, where did we go? So we went to Rudiman to ask him. Right? The Rudiman's the Masada condition there. And now we have this vikuach. This Rav wants me to have b'miyached eide bedekin. And I never heard of such a thing. I don't want to do it. So he asked Rudiman. So he said the following. Omer shemi olam lo shama sheyichdu eidin l'kisri akala. Ad kan lashono. Rudiman said, never heard of it. Never heard of it. Now, he writes here that he was mechapes besvarim. And he found in the Nechmas Yosef, from Rav Yosef to Umim, New York in Tavshin Yud, that he brings down a svar of Miyached Edim for the Bedekin. What's the svar of Yichud Edim for the Bedekin? The svar is based on a Bach. And the Bach holds that the Kisui Heinuma by the Kala, by the Chosin rather, on the Kala, that itself is the Chuppah. So what? So he says the following svar. He says that it used to be that there was no problem. You didn't have to have Edim because you had the Hamon Am is there and they're watching. But today the Bedekin takes place Dafka by the Noshim. Takes place by the, you know, by the Kabbalah's Panim on the women's side. The men, not all the men come over. A lot of the men are not there watching. It's a lot of times Krov and Pesulim that are watching. And so you'd end up with a chuppah that aids us to the chuppah. And therefore, one should be miyached edim in order to have edus for the chuppah. The Nisuin Kilchosam brings this down from the Nechemas Yosef, and as well as from another sefer, he doesn't have the sefer in front of him. That's how it became popular. In other words, how did this chumrah that was never heard of by Rav Rudiman become popular today? It came popular because it's brought down Nisuin Kilchosam, and that's your sefer. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Good to have a sefer as a guide. I will end, I know we're about Meir of time, but I'll end with the following Maisa. I was once at a chuppah many years ago, and nobody remembered to bring the bracha cards. You know, the caterer's job is to bring the bracha cards, the rav's job, the family's job. It's a chasana out of town, and nobody remembered to bring the cards. The Masada Kedushin was a chosh of a Rosh Yeshiva, but nobody had the brachos printed out. So somebody found the bencher that had in the bencher the Sheva brachos, but didn't have Birchas Erisin. So this Rosh Yeshiva did the Birchas Erisin Baal Peh, and he got it wrong. He made a toast in the middle of the bracha. It was very embarrassing because everybody in the room, you know, everybody knows the tune, everybody knows Birchas Erisin. Everybody in the room corrected him. And Birchas Erisin, I was sitting next to a Rav at the chuppah, and he turns to me, and he says, I don't know why people are so uncomfortable to take a sefer and look inside of it. And he told me the following. He said, I sat next to Rav Moshe Feinstein many times when he was Masada Gittin. Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's all, was Masada Gittin, took out the Tiv Gittin. And the Tiv Gittin is your cheat sefer on Gittin. And he copied from the Tiv Gittin. So he said, you know, if Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Posek Hador, who knew it all Baal Peh, he had no problem looking into a book as a guide. We should have no problem looking into a book as a guide. It's always a good idea. It's always a good idea, and it's always a good idea to have it in front of you, to have it as a guide. There's obviously a lot more in Yanim to talk about in Sheva Brachos, but just some of the things that can go wrong. You should have seen inside, and I'll just throw it out to you, the most common thing that goes wrong with the chuppah is when they get the brachos out of order. Right? Someone makes the wrong brach in the wrong place. What now? That's always labor dick. It's a bare hey, David, you probably have seen it inside, but we'll end with that.